The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Hallelujah. A wonderful change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A wonderful change has come over me. Amen. Amen. I remember the day that it came over me. Amen. It was February 18th, amen, 2004, at 11 o'clock p.m., amen, amen. I remember the date, the time, and the year, amen, amen, amen. No matter how I try to go back to that old man, I am never the same because it won't allow me to, amen. It has truly changed me, amen, amen. What a fitting song. What a fitting song. Amen. 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 As I stand before you on today with the aid of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. As it had guided me through this message. Amen. Amen. I just want to share just a little testimony. Amen. My son had kidney and liver failure this week. But I am standing here today to proclaim this word to you. Amen. Amen. But God, but the prayers of the people of God. Amen. Amen. His liver and kidneys are functioning normally. Amen. Amen. But God. But God. The change. Amen. That we allow to come over us. Amen. Isn't for us. It's for someone else. Amen. Someone else is that is looking at your change. Amen. Amen. How well did you change? Amen. For somebody else to want to change their life and accept the God that you have accepted so he can do the same thing for them that he's doing for you. Amen. 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 That wasn't part of my message today, but he allowed me to go that way. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. And as I stand before you, he gave me the scripture, Romans chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as I stand before you on today, oh God, I ask that you decrease me even the more. And you increase in me even the more. I ask you to hide me, oh God, that all they see is you. Let your word go forth today, oh God, with power, clarity, and most of all, with your anointing, oh God, that it touch the people's heart, oh God, and that they leave today changed. And it's in your son Jesus' name I pray, and I count it done. Amen and amen. Amen. And he gave me Romans 6, verse 20 through 23. And when you have it, and it should be up over the top of our heads, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Amen. For when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as I read this, he gave me this topic to speak from. The pill you have taken causes your side effects. Amen. The pill you have taken causes side effects. Amen. You may have your seats. Amen. I like watching commercials on TV. Amen. And I watched this one commercial that comes on. Amen. It advertises a medications about all types of ailments, amen, that it'll cure. It's expensive. Amen. It says if you have arthritis, it'll either help with it or it'll cure it. Amen. But in the background, there's a voice that's saying the side effects, it will relieve you or rid you of the arthritis. But in addition to, it'll cause diarrhea, heartburn, indigestion. Amen. But as it goes on to say, there are some detrimental factors of this side effect. It could cause a heart attack, cause you to have a stroke, or lead to your demise. But it will cure your arthritis. Amen. But it will cure your arthritis. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's going to cure arthritis, but it's going to give me diarrhea, give me heartburn, give me indigestion. It may cause me to have a heart attack, Lucky, even a stroke, and may lead to my demise. And I'm sitting there thinking, at least I'll be out of my pain. Amen. Amen. But the pill, it has side effects. Amen. Amen. When we go to the drugstore and we fill our prescriptions, they give us little pamphlets. They say, and they'll ask you plainly, do you want these? Do you want to see what the side effects are? Some of us get them, take them home, and throw them in the trash. How many of us have ever done that before? Amen. I'm going to tell the truth. Amen. Amen. Threw them in the trash, but didn't even think about the side effects. If it's taken incorrectly, amen, it could lead to your demise. If you take somebody else's medication, amen, it can cause side effects. It can cause worse things to happen to you because you're taking somebody else's medication that you don't even know. It is not prescribed for your weight. It's not prescribed for your height. It's not prescribed for your body mass. Amen. Amen. It's not prescribed for you. But we'll take somebody else's medication, and it may lead to our demise. But as God laid this on my spirit, I was watching a commercial, and my son, the reason his kidney and liver failed, he had a reaction to some medication. They gave him blood pressure medication, which was causing him to dehydrate, and it caused his kidneys and liver to start to fail. And he didn't even need the blood pressure medication. Amen. But God is good all the time. Amen. So watch your prescriptions. So the side effects, and as he just continued to pour it out in me, he sent me to Genesis chapter 3 when the sin pill creeped in. The serpent, the most cunning creature that God created, had a conversation with Eve. He was talking to Eve about God, said to them about what they should and should not eat in the Garden of Eden. Eve tells him that God said they could eat of all the fruit that's in the garden, but the tree of good and evil, you shall have no take of it. And the minute that we eat of it, that we are going to surely die. But the serpent, his cunning self, he said to her, now him, this is him having a conversation about God, the creator, who created him, Adam and Eve. Amen. Here's Satan, the serpent. He's saying, you shall not surely die, but you will be like God, knowing the difference in good and evil. Once they ate of the fruit, delusion sets in. It's no longer righteousness with Adam and Eve. They themselves who didn't even create themselves or any other thing decides, I can see you naked and you can see me naked. So now they decide to take it upon themselves and sew fig leaves together and cover themselves up when that was never God's plan. So you have to watch the pill that you take. The words that are whispered in your ears could be a detrimental and a poisonous pill that will cause some side effects that could lead to your demise. The nerve of them. How dare you to perceive you know better than God, the Almighty. So here they are. They hear God walking in the garden. They hide themselves. The sin pill is kicking in. Now the side effects are kicking in from the sin pill. They hide themselves from God. And God asked, Adam, where art thou? Adam responds, God, we heard your voice in the garden. So we hid ourselves because we saw that we were naked and we didn't want you to see us this way. But God, the Creator, created you that way. So the delusion sat in. The side effects of the sin pill kicked in. Amen. I can go on a little farther. King David killed the captain of his army for a woman. Had children with the woman. Amen. But God, he killed a man just to be with a woman. Lust. Amen. Genesis, Galatians 5, 19 through 21 says, now the work of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, self-ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. And scripture goes on to say that if you practice these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Saul, surnamed Paul, who persecuted the saints, thought he was doing it in the name of God, persecuting saints. The sin pill kicked in. Sarah took the wrong pill when she thought she could help God out by giving her husband her handmaid. You gonna give your husband another woman? What's wrong with you? Amen. But before that, she laughed when God told her that she was gonna have a son, a child. The sin pill is kicking in. Amen. In the book of Judges 14, Samson chooses a wife from the Philistines. And his mother and father ask him, is there not any woman amongst your people that you can't choose from? The lust of his flesh and the coercion of that wife that he married. She asked him, tell me the source of your strength. Amen. And he did. When he shared it, it was all over. His shaking and quaking was over. He couldn't shake himself loose anymore. Amen? Because the sin pill, the lust of the flesh, had kicked in. He allowed his flesh to cause him his demise. But not just that. He destroyed a whole heck of Philistines in his demise. He did indeed. He did. Amen. When we get sick and have ailments sometimes, we would take someone else's medication. But it's not for you the prescription has a specific, like I said, body weight, height, your immune system, your body mass, all which plays a part in how it's prescribed. Be careful taking something that belongs to someone else. It just may lead to your demise. And we're going into the spiritual. Use your own gift. Amen. Use your own gift in the capacity God has given you to do it. The anointing God has placed on that person's life for their assignment could be more than your mere body can handle. It could stress you out, cause you to have suicidal thoughts, take someone else's life. Amen? So be careful what you take from someone else, because it can lead to your demise or someone else's. And when you take it, it could be more than you bargained for. So stop taking the sin pill. Amen? We're going to move into the side effects of the righteous pill. Amen? We're going to move into the side effects of the holy pill. We're going to move into the side effects of the faithful pill. God lets us know that there is a better way. Galatians 5, 22 through 26. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified their flesh, the lust of the flesh, with its passion and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So take the righteous pill. Take the holy pill. Take the faithful pill. But for the pill of righteousness, which is made up of 66 books with 23,145 verses in the Old Testament, 7,957 verses in the New Testament. If you take one verse per day, guess how long you'll live? 85 years. Do the math. It's over 31,102 verses. And if you take one verse a day, you will live 85 years. How many of us reached 85? Continue to take a verse a day. Amen. Take a verse a day. Amen. Amen. 85 years. That gives me the reassurance that if this prescription is taken at the right dosage and taken as prescribed, all of our ailments would cease. Amen. Who wouldn't want that? I went to the doctor. Didn't tell my wife. She says you may have a little touch of arthritis in your shoulders and in your feet. And while she was saying that, I said, I denounce that. I deny it in the name of Jesus. But it's there. Amen. I told her, I said, but I don't let that bother me. I said, and I get up in the morning and I tell my wife, I said, God, my foot, my ankles and feet are hurting. I have to put on soft shoes. I got a pair of gel Nikes by my bed. When I get up, I slip my foot in them. My wife don't want me walking around with shoes in the house, but I put them on. Amen. And then after the pain ceases, I can take them off. Amen. It's just for that moment. But if I continue to take these 31,102 verses, take one a day, it'll cease. Amen. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. A verse a day. Amen. The righteous pill. Psalm 119:11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. A verse a day. Amen. The righteous pill. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The effects of a righteous pill. Amen. Proverbs 18:24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. The righteous pill. Hebrews 4:11-13, the word knows our condition. The word knows our condition. It knows if you have arthritis, if you have heart defect, kidney defect, liver failure, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. It knows. Let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul, the spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discernment of thoughts and intents of the heart. A verse a day. Amen. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him who we must give account. Amen. Amen. Adam and Eve, they didn't hear this one. Amen. Mark 8:36, Matthew 16:26. For what profit a man to if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his own soul? Take the righteous pill. Take that verse a day. Amen. Amen. My doctor said, have you ever heard of one a day men's 50 plus? I say, yeah. She said, you ought to take it. She said, it's good for you. She said, I would rather you take that. And she told me that I don't have to come back for another 6 months. Amen. 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 Praise God for that. Amen. Malachi 3:8-12. He says, try me. Amen. Bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Try me. And see when I open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would have no room to receive. Take that pill. Take that righteous pill, amen, and the sin pill will be of no effect, amen. Luke 22:31-32, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you return to me, strengthen your brother, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, 31,102 verses. Take a pill. John 10:9-11. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have life more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Take a righteous pill. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Take a righteous pill. Psalms 32:10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Take the righteous pill. Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Take the righteous pill. Amen. So when we leave here today, are we going to take a righteous pill? Amen. Job withstood the test and came forth as pure gold. Job 23:10. David killed the captain of his army, married his wife, and had children. God restored him back as a man after God's own heart. Amen. Go back as far as the book of Kings and it'll tell you. Amen. God asked Solomon to name what he wanted and it would be given to him. And all he wanted was a heart to rule the people of God righteously. 2 Chronicles. Amen. Esther sacrificed for the people of Israel. God elevates her as queen and she saves all of Israel. Read the book of Esther. Hananiah, Michael, and Azariah defied the king, and the furnace had no power over them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, but the lion's roar was nothing for the trumpet of God. Daniel chapter 6. John preached repent in the wilderness and wore his fur and leather with style. Matthew chapter 3. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born in a manger, preached and taught at the age of 12, baptized by John the Baptist, raised with the Holy Spirit, healed the sick, raised the dead, sold for 30 pieces of silver, lied on, spit on, blasphemed against, denied by his own disciples, carried the weight of the world on his own shoulders, beaten while he was doing it, all carrying the cross for us all to Calvary, to be mocked, laughed at, hung on the cross, died, pierced in the side, buried in a borrowed tomb, took the keys from Satan, raised from the dead, came back to show us a better way, and at his final ascension, left us the Comforter, that which resides in us, the true life, the Holy Spirit. So what pill are you going to take? Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and take the righteous pill, and humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. So what pill are you going to take? Amen. Are you going to continue to take that sin pill that you know that has detrimental side effects that could actually lead to lies? Amen. Are you going to take the pill of righteousness, faithfulness, amen, that it will lead to life and life more abundantly? Think about that. I had to look this up. How many verses were actually in the Bible? 31,102. And I divided it by 365. Isn't 365 days in a year? It came up to 85.2 years. 85 years and 2 months. Amen. That's a long time. But I want to see 85. Amen. Amen. So what pill are you going to take? Are you going to take the righteous pill or the sin pill? Are you going to continue to do it your way and not God's way? Are you going to let God rest, rule, and abide in you so that the lust of your flesh will not have any root in you? Amen. We all sit dressed, looking good. Even me standing here with this robe on. Amen. Amen. I have shortcomings. Amen. Any man that tells me any different, any woman that tells me any different, I don't want to be around you. Amen. Because there's nothing you could teach me or show me or reach me unless you have been through what I am going through so I can get to where God wants me to be. Amen? Amen. So we need to stop faking the funk. Amen? And take the righteous pill. Amen. And say, I don't have it all together, but I'm working towards it. Amen. Amen. I don't eat pound cake every day. Amen. I love pound cake. Amen. Ask Mom Barbara Thompson back there. I love pound cake, but I don't eat pound cake every day. But guess what? I ain't going to continue to let it lead to my demise because I don't have that pound cake to eat. Amen. Amen. When I was studying, I had, honestly, 10 Bibles open. And then, not counting my iPad and both phones that I got sitting at home. Studying this word. Amen. He says, study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be in shame, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So stand in truth. Amen. Amen. It's time out for pity parties and joining in with people who want to have a pity party. Take the righteous pill. Amen. It's something that I've done. Job didn't do anything, but he was being tested anyway. Sometimes you don't have to do a thing. Amen. Just live righteous. But as God told Peter, the enemy has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. He said he's prayed for us. Our spirit makes intercession for us constantly. Amen. The righteous pill that is within us makes intercession for us daily. The more you feed it, the righteous pill, the more it will increase in you and discern the things that you are going through in your body, your mind, in your spirit. It will strengthen you in all areas and aspects of your life. Try the righteous pill today. Amen. Say to yourself, I'm putting the sin pill away. Put the cap back on the sin pill. Throw that medication out. It does you no good. It will eventually take out your lungs, your heart, your kidneys, your mind. It will take your breath and lead to your demise if you continue to take the sin pill. Amen. So we got to come in agreement today to take the righteous pill. The cap has been taken off of the righteous pill, of the medication of the righteous pill. And it's right here. It's right here. The cap is off of the medication bottle today. Take one. If you read one scripture a day, amen. If you can read one scripture a day for 31,102 days, you can reach the age of 85 and 2 months. Amen. Amen. But God allows us to see more than that. But he just gave me this as an example. Amen. The scripture tells us that the Bible tells us that we are able to see what? 60 and 10, 70 years. But that ain't promised to us no more. Amen. It was more than that before. Amen. Noah lived to be, over 900 years old. There were some before lived almost 1,000 years. How do you account for that? Where did that time go? Amen. And they didn't even have the Bible. They were living by the law. They were living by the words of prophets. Amen. They didn't even have the Bible with the Old and New Testament in it. They didn't even have the Holy Spirit dwelling among them. They didn't even have the Holy Spirit within them and lived that long. I love Enoch because Enoch walked with God until he was, and then he was not. He had the right mindset. He took the righteous pill and never looked back. He took the righteous pill and never looked back. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. But before he did, he sent angels in. Amen. Why? Because Abraham said, "Would you destroy a whole city?" And God said to him, "If you find me 50 in the city, I won't destroy it." Righteous ones at that. And he got all the way down to 5. "If you can find me 5 righteous in the city, I won't destroy it." There wasn't 5. And even when Lot and his family left Sodom and Gomorrah, watch, their sin pill kicks in. He said, "Don't look back. Don't go back to that sin bottle. Don't look back." As they were leaving and they got into the other city that God had sent them to, they had crossed over into the city. And as God rained down fire and brimstone from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah, his wife looked back. Because the lust of the flesh, that sin pill that had a hold of her, she had to see it for one last time. For one last time. And when sometimes we don't get a second chance. Sometimes when we take that sin pill, when God had already told us to take the righteous pill, we don't get a second chance to come back from it. That's it. There's no return. Amen. So watch the pill that you take. So what pill are you going to take today? Are you going to continue to dwell in your sin bottle? Or are you going to put the cap on it and open the righteous bottle? Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 27. And this is being in my close. "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me and by it slew me." For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me. Eve was deceived. We get deceived. Amen. "And it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. The things that I hate the most, I do it. The things that I should be doing, I don't do it. Amen. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. He's saying, I'm finding it hard to do the good. I'm finding it hard to do good. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. The things that I should be doing should be good. But my flesh won't allow it. Amen. But there's two wills that are warring within me. The will of the flesh and the will of the spirit. Which one are you going to feed the most? 31,102. That's all I'm saying. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is always present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, which is my Holy Spirit. But I see another law in my members, which is the lust of the flesh, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Amen. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. So which pills are you going to take today? Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.